everyone, welcome back to another episode of Suher Bites. I am Fawzi Masmar and I'm counting down my top 10 favorite anime movies of all time. And today we're revealing number 9 called Colorful. Colorful is a movie that's directed by Keiichi Hara and is based on a novel by Ito Mori that came out in 2010. And I need to give a content warning. Colorful is a movie that doesn't shy away from touching on topics around depression and suicide and those types of topics. So I just want to give content warning for this episode and before you dive into the movie itself. The movie opens up with a soul that's given a second chance to live and is being placed in the body of a 14-year-old boy named Makoto Kobayashi, who recently committed suicide. This soul is on probation, and it must uncover the mistakes of its past life while navigating the challenges of Makoto's life. This includes strained family relationships, school troubles, personal identity, and other challenges that they're facing. And it's a story that mixes the supernatural with very real issues that faces many of today's youth, especially within Japanese society. It makes it a very interesting and unique entry on this list. So as I mentioned earlier, Colorful, like, you know, is not too concerned of approaching very difficult themes such as depression, suicide, and pressure to conform. And it doesn't shy away from the darkness that can inhibit a lot of us in our lives. And it offers a message of hope and forgiveness and the possibility for change. Through the protagonist's journey, the film basically encourages the viewers to look beyond the surface and find vibrant colors that lie within each one of us, even in our moments of most profound despair. From the poster throughout the visuals of the movie, Colorful is really stunning as it captures the mundane and the magical, blends both together in a beautiful way, and it paints the everyday world with a vibrancy that mirrors the movie's title. The narrative of Colorful is compelling because of the protagonist's past, and the reason for Makoto's suicide unfolds gradually throughout the course of the movie, keeps everybody engaged in terms of wanting to understand where the plot is going, but also raises questions about, you know, life overall and what to mean for us to truly live. And it also explores the concept of family and the ties that binds us for better and worse. And I find that the way it delves into the complexity of human relationships and it highlights the importance of understanding, acceptance, and love. So the journey of all of its characters throughout the course of the movie with many different aspects of them is around a lot of those themes, which I find to be very beautiful and creates a deeply emotional experience that you can have while watching Colorful. A lovely movie that stayed with me for such a long time after I've watched it. Colorful is my number 9 best anime movie of all time that I recommend for lots of you to watch. That's it for the Suher Bite of today. We will have one of those accompanying you throughout the holy month of Ramadan. I'll be counting down my top 10 anime movies as you just heard. So I wish you all Ramadan Mubarak and a wonderful time for you and all of your loved one. And for the time being, salam.